Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta says v'shechamsim avubim yitzilsa va'al shem haschach kuya sukkah. So from Rashi it seems that the chefshah shel sukkah is called is the schach, and Rashi says also v'sukkah haynu schach kishma. The reason it's called sukkah is the schach. So it seems from Rashi that the chefshah shel mitzvah by the sukkah is the schach. The mechitzas are necessary. Shtaim kilchosim ve'echad v'shlishus tefach. That's necessary to be machshir the sukkah. But the chefetz shel mitzvah is the schach. However, the Rambam seems otherwise, because the Rambam says that we know that atzei sukkah are also b'hanor kol shiva chag ha-sukkos shivas yom l'ashem. V'tanya b'Yehuda b'Maseira omer k'shem shechal shem shemayim l'achgiga kein chal al shem shemayim al ha-sukkah. So, and the Rambam, so you see that the Chefza, that there's an Issa HaNoz relates to Sukkah, and the Rambam says that relates to the Tvanis as well. Rambam Perek Vav from Sukkah, Atzei Sukkah Asum Kol Shemona Shemei Achag, Ben Atzei Tvanis, Ben Atzei Schach. However, the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam, and he says the only thing that's Osa B'Hanor is the Schach. So the Chori the Machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh is whether the Chefza Shal Mitzvah by Sukkah is the Schach. So the Shem Shemayim is chal only on the schach, according to the Rosh. And the Ram thinks that the Chefetz Shem Mitzvah is the schach together with the Tfanus. So the Tfanus are also Osa B'Hanor. But we know, as relates to the Mitzvah Babi Avera, that it's Mukach from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person throws his friend out of the Sukkah, he could be Yoytze because Kauke ain't an exelus. So you see, word not for karka in an exelus, the karka itself would also be involved in the isa of in terms of mitzvah babi avera. So you see that in terms of the tvanos, if a person steals the tvanos, the eitzim to make the tvanos, we'd say mitzvah babi avera, and that goes according to everybody. So why is it that according to the Rosh, does mitzvah b'avi avera apply to the tfanis? And according to everybody, were it not that karka ain't an exelus, it would have applied even to the karka. So Reb Chaim said that there's a difference between k'shem shecham shem shemayim l'achkiga k'chal ha-sukkah, the isa anor by sukkah, and the locha mitzvah b'avi avera. K'shem shechal shem shemayim l'achkiga k'chal ha-sukkah, the isa anor, that relates to the chefetz shel mitzvah. So that's my question to the Rosh and the Rambam, what the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah of Sukkah is. Is it only the Schach, or does it also include the Tvanus? The Ram thinks it includes the Tvanus, and therefore it's also, the Issa HaNor applies to the Tvanus as well, and the Rosh thinks it only applies to the Schach, and therefore it's only the Schach that's Osa B'Hanor. But as relates to Mitzvah B'Yaveira, everything which is necessary to be Machshir the Sukkah is involved in Mitzvah B'Yaveira, because that is essential for doing the mitzvah. So I once asked the Rav. The Rav said that the Rambam says that if you steal a shofar, that you're yoytze. It's not called mitzvah b'aveira. The Rambam says she'ain because the she'ain be called din gezel, because the call which is not the davar shel mamash can't be stolen. But the shofar can be stolen. So the Rav explained that the Ram's opinion is that the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah is the kol. The shofar is just essential for creating the kol, but the kol is the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. So, but if we say that everything that's related is necessary to mekayim the mitzvah is involved in mitzvah b'avera, therefore even the karka would have been had it not for mitzvah karka in an exelus. So he asked the Rav, so why shofar should be the same? So that was the kasha that I asked the Rav. So I wanted to tell you a story. When I once was in Eretz Yisrael, this was Sukkot time, so my cousin, Rav Avraham Ginachosli Zatzal, took me to visit Rav Abramsky. And when we were there, so Rav Abramsky asked me, bring me a raya that the Tfanis are part of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah by Sukkah. So I started to say over, this Rav Chaim, about the chilp between Issa HaNoing and Mitzvah B'Avera, and Rav Avramsky told me, that I don't know the Chaim Shtickel. I want an original raya. So I didn't have one. He had a raya from a Yerushalmi. But subsequently, I found a raya from Tosfos. I wish I'd thought about it at the time. But Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah asks, Tosfos says, if you add extra tfanis, let's say you have five tfanis to the sukkah. Tosfos is in Lashon Daf Ches. Yes, and we sukkah ain lahavi raya, kan masha ain over ba'asa dalid mechitzis, afa derin and stein kilchas and vestishes afilo techa, the chosha king shoter dalid mechitzis tfei odiv, David teshu king taduru. But from Tosfos kasha, right? So here we get involved in what's the loch of Stein Kirchosa Beshlisa Filotefach. Is it Soisim that the other Ruach? So if it's meant to be Soisim, you're not being Moisiv. That's just a completion, the concretization of the theoretical, Stein Kirchosa Beshlisa Filotefach. But from Tosfos Kasha and his Teretz, you see one thing. L'choy Bal Tosif only applies to the Chefzer Shemitzah. So you see from Tosfos that the Tfanos are also part of the Chefzer Shemitzah. I remember the occasion because afterwards my cousin told me that Rav Avramsky wanted me to come to his house, and he said that he liked the discussion that we had. So I came to Rav Avramsky's house. He gave me then, he was learning Maseches Shabbos. He had just published, not on the Tosefta, but Chazon Yechesel on Maseches Shabbos, and the Rav was learning Shabbos then, and he described the Sefer, a beautiful inscription for the Rav, and I brought it back when I came back from Etzol, and I gave it to the Rav.